It's time for wrestling coverage from the state tournament here on Q92, brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, State Bank of Taunton, Independent Oil Company, Countryside Auto, Syngenta Seeds, Prairie Winds Wellness, Minnesota Building Center, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Ag Plus Cooperative, Haugen Insurance Agency, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. State wrestling coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Madison Bottling Company, Beats Electric Motor of Minnesota, Heartland Eye Care, Genio Turkey Store, Dawson Truck Parts, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Larson Brothers Concrete, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Conkleman Construction, Doug Service and Marine, Farmers Co-op Elevator in Panley Falls. State wrestling brought to you by Olson Dray Service, Ag Processing Incorporated, Jim's Market, Pit 24, and Canby Farmers Grain.
All right, let's go down to the XL Energy Center in St. Paul and with some more state wrestling with Dick Newman and Danny Lee. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, and thank you, Paul. And, yesterday, we started out with 11 individual wrestlers, five from Canby, five from Minnesota, and one from Team United. And there are seven still alive, so... kind of a lucky 7 come 11, I guess. And we have 2 in the semifinals and have five more in the wrestlebacks. So let's take the wrestlebacks first. At 126 from Minnesota will be Zach Fear. He won his first match, lost his second match, and we broadcast that. And then he went into the wrestlebacks, and he wrestled Brian Poser from Otter Tail Central, and he won that match by the score of 8-1. That put him in the next round, which starts shortly after 9 o'clock this morning, and he will be wrestling John Paul Fitzpatrick from Crosby Ironton, and he is Fitzpatrick is ranked number 10 by the guillotine. Zach is himself ranked number 9 by the guillotine. And this, how important is this round? If you win, you will be guaranteed a medal in this round. If you lose, you're out of the tournament because it's your second loss. So the best you can do is, if you win, you can take 3rd or 4th or 5th or 6th. So you'll be on the podium if you win this match.
And then at 132 for Minnesota, Cade Lazinski, his first match went out, won it 10-4 against Seth Isola from Frazee. And his second match up against the number one ranked kid from Long Prairie Gray Eagle, Landon Grood, and he got pinned at the 24-second mark there. Come back, got back in the wrestlebacks, and beat Lucas Winfield from Grand Meadow 4-1. So that put him into this match. Today he will be wrestling Alex Nelson out of the Kimball area. Alex is a number 7 seeded kid in the guillotine, so a tough kid, but they kind of all are right now.
All are right now is correct. Then at 138, Jonah Greenis from Minnesota, and we apologize, we've been pronouncing his last name incorrectly. Maynard told us how to pronounce it, so Jonah Greenis. He lost his first round to the number one ranked kid in the state, 9-0. He won his next match in the wrestlebacks, 10-0 over Hunter Hitchin from Fertile Beltrami, and that'll put him into the semifinals of the wrestlebacks today, and he'll be wrestling Lincoln Carpenter from Sibley East. He's ranked by the guillotine number 8. Jonah is ranked by the guillotine number 10. Once again, the winner is in the medals, and the loser packs it up for another year.
At the 145-pound bracket, we have Blake Reese out of Minnesota. In the first round, he won his first match 12-8 over Aiden Rudy, out of Breckenridge. Got beat 11-2 in the second round against Troy Fairbanks of Deer River. Then came back in the wrestlebacks, won his third match 14-5 against Hunter Knutson from Crookston. And that puts him in the wrestlebacks here in this round, and he will be taking on Reese Voigt of Grand Meadow Leroy Ostrander. And he is a junior with a 41-10 record.
At 195, Josh Steffen won his first match 7-0 over Matthew Kinsella from Royalton Upsala. And then he lost to number 3 ranked kid in the state, Carlton Krell, by a tech fall. And in coming back in the wrestlebacks, he defeated Cameron Sneed from Grand Metal, Leroy Ostrander, 8-4, and now will be wrestling Zane Swanson from Otter Tail Central. And once again, the winner goes into the medal round.
And the last two we have going in, if they win this match, they will be in the finals. So a big, big match for these two young men. But starting it off for the two in the finals is Trevin Johnson at 145 pounds from United. His first match went out against Dylan Broen of Big Lake area. Won that match 12-3. And then ended up in the next round wrestling Jason Schmid, who was the kid he beat to place last year, to get fifth place last year. So first period was 5-2, ended up 5-5 at the end of the second period, and he actually went behind for a little bit, and then he scored a little flurry toward the end of the match there and ended up winning that match 11-7. So that moves him into the semifinals, and he will be wrestling Connor Tolnichik from Pequot Lakes, Pine River, Bacchus, who is a sophomore with a 46-4 record.
And just an asterisk on that, Kestra, Connor, upset the number one or number two seeded wrestler from Delano, so took a lot of pressure off the potential match coming up here. So best of luck to Trevin Johnson there. And finally, this match will be wrestled before Trevor's because it's in Class A, and that's Shane Noyes at 220 from Canby. First match he won by fall at 528 over Reese Lemke from Dover, Iota. And then he won 8-1 over Danny Mosfield from Howard Lake Waverly to put him into the semifinals, where he'll be going up against the number one ranked wrestler at 220 in Class A, and that's Dominic Vakura from Border Badger Greenbush. And both he and Trevor are guaranteed a place in the tournament. If they win, they're in the finals. If they lose, they would wrestle for third place and go from there. So that's what's going to be happening, and you can probably hear in the background that they're one more here. There's a note for the Madison people anywhere, like Parle people. Scotty Furnell's son, Sam Furnell, is in the tournament. He won his first match by the score of 6-4 over Sam Holman from Northfield. And then he lost to the number two ranked wrestler in the state, Ben Munn from Shakopee, by the score of 10-3, putting him into the wrestlebacks, where he lost to Charlie DeJohn from Irondale, New Brighton, by the score of 4-2, and he finishes out his senior year with a 38-9 record. So congratulations to Sam. Great job getting into the tournament and won a match down here. So the national anthem's being played, and we will start out with that Zach Fear match at 126 pounds shortly after 9 o'clock.
It's time for wrestling coverage from the state tournament here on Q92, brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, State Bank of Taunton, Independent Oil Company, Countryside Auto, Syngenta Seeds, Prairie Winds Wellness, Minneota Building Center, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Ag Plus Cooperative, Haugen Insurance Agency, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. State wrestling coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Madison Bottling Company, Beach Electric Motor of Minneota, Heartland Eye Care, Jenny O Turkey Store, Dawson Truck Parts, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, Larson Brothers Concrete, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Conkleman Construction, Doug Service and Marine, Farmers Co-op Elevator in Panley Falls, State Wrestling brought to you by Olson Dray Service, Ag Processing Incorporated, Jim's Market, Pit 24, and Canby Farmers Grain.
Well, I guess it's time to go back down to the XL Energy Center for some state wrestling. The guys are ready to go. Take it away.
That's right, Paul. Thank you, and welcome back, Danny Lee and Dick Newman. Danny, we have
Zach Fear from Minnesota out on mat number 7. They're just a one-minute first period here, so it goes quick. It's already down to 10 seconds, and Zach has been taken down here just a few seconds ago. I looked down at my paper, and now I looked up, and he's trailing 2-0, and that's going to be the end of the first period. He trails John Paul Fitzpatrick of Crosby Ironton, 2-0.
We also will have Cade Luzinski coming up on mat 2 the very next match. So I'll keep an eye out as well there. Looks like Zach Fear got an escape, but no takedown yet by either wrestler, but it's 2-1 right now.
Nope, still, it was right at the end of the period there. Oh, still 2-0.
Okay, my bad.
Just starting the second period now, and Zach chose down, so trailing 2-0, that's what he's looking for, is get back to his feet, get out of there, or a reversal. Right now, Fitzpatrick has got a deep cross face on him, trying to cradle him up, hook it in the legs. He's got that elbow tucked underneath. Zach just cranking on it.
Tough rider, isn't he?
Yeah, he's tight. He's not letting Zach get off his belly. Now he's trying to throw in a far side cradle with that cross face. Zach does a nice job of blocking that off by rotating his hips. Down to a minute 15 here in the second period. No more points been scored. Right out on the edge of the mat, Zach gets up to his feet, but Fitzpatrick is able to bring him back down. He has not let go of that elbow since the start of the period. He's had him in a deep cross face, and he's riding a wrist right on him now, a 2-on-1. Sitting on the right side of Zach Fear. Down to the 40-second period, point in the match. Zach kind of got up onto his base, but Fitzpatrick was able to bring him back down. He's a tough rider. He really is. Just not let Zach get any space between him. And now
Zach has been warned for stalling, and now he's given up a point for stalling.
And now he's got turned over in that cradle with a minute, just 16 seconds to go left in the period. It is tight. Fitzpatrick is a very long and tall kid, and there's the fall with 9 seconds left in the second period.
So the 3:51 mark. And that will end his season. He'll end up with a
24-14 record.
Yep.
But just a freshman, so
yep.
Great, valuable experience he gained down here. Got a couple wins and ended up going 2-2, which is not bad for a freshman. So yeah, great tournament by Zach Fear.
And as we've talked all tournament long, it's quite an experience to get here for the first time. And after that, if you can get back, there's no guarantee that it's a lot easier. So congratulations to him and his folks, Mindy and Kevin. And remember that name, because we hope he'll be back. And next up will be Kate Luzinski, and he'll be wrestling Alex Nelson from Kimball area, right on mat 2 out in front of us. They're in the third period with about a minute and 15 seconds left in the match prior to it. And then we've got Jonah Greenis coming up.
Yeah, he'll be up on mat 3 here. Okay. They're in the... I mean, look here with the binoculars, that's a ways away. They are in the third period there.
Okay.
7-0, so probably will be no overtime here. So, but full minute and a half left till Jonah gets on the mat.
So the match prior to Kate Luzinski is over. And Kate will be coming up.
It's 2 minutes after 9 o'clock. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson.
weight class by the guillotine. Nelson is out there.
Now wrestling on that number three, 138 pounds, Jonah.
Jonah. Jonah's out. Jonah Green has just walked out, putting their leg bands on. He will be the green leg bands. And as I said, he is wrestling. Nelson comes out and gets a head and arm throw on Cade. He's got him on his back, and he'll get a two-point near fall as Cade gets back to his base. It didn't take Nelson much very long, and might have surprised Cade a little bit.
Off the whistle on the greenest match, Carpenter shot in on a low single. Jonah tried to come around the corner, was not able to, and Grunas gets a takedown and a quick two-point near fall, so he trails 4-0 with 10 seconds to go here in the first period.
In the Wazinski and Nelson match, no more points scored, but it is 4-0 as the first period. That first period, as Danny mentioned, is just a one-minute period. So Carpenter disc goes to...
Now wrestling on mat number six, 145.
Correction on the greenest match. I was looking at the wrong scoreboard, excuse me. It is still 0-0, both wrestlers on their feet. Right next, the match right next to him has a blue uniform, just like many others. I looked at the wrong mat down there. So the first period is going to end up 0-0. Flip of the disc. Carpenter chose down.
In the Wazinski-Nelson match, Cade won the toss, deferred, and Nelson chose down and just got an escape after about 20 seconds of wrestling. So they're on their feet, and score is Nelson 3, leading 3-0.
Off the whistle on the greenest match, Carpenter blew out of there from the bottom, kind of caught Greenest leaning, and got a quick two-point reversal there. So now Jonah Greenest trails 2-0 with 1:43 to go.
And Nelson just shot in a nice double leg takedown on Cade Wazinski and picked up the 2 points there, leading now 5-0 halfway through the second period. Trying to got deep waist right on there. Cade is up on his feet and he'll get an escape. So trailing now 5-1.
Still 2-0 down in the greenest match. Just a little over a minute to go here in the second period. Carpenter riding hard. He's got the leg in on Jonah's left side and trying to get that cross body right on. Jonah's coming to his feet. Gets knocked back down. Jonah has a wrist trapped around his belly trying to come around the corner here.
Nelson in onto a double, switches to a single, turns around the corner and gets another takedown, leading now 7-1.
Over on the greenest match, there's a stalemate on that situation, so wrestling stopped, back to the middle of the mat. Fresh start for Jonah.
Short time left in the second period, and that is over, so the score remains 7-1. It'll be Kate's choice. And he chooses referee's position up.
Over on the greenest match, off that fresh start, Jonah stood up and Carpenter caught him on the way down. Did not give up any near fall, but the official did make a couple one counts there, so Jonah was close, but he was able to stay off his back, so score is still 2-0.
Well, off the whistle, Alex Nelson stood up and got an escape, so now leading 8-1.
That is going to end the second period for Greenis. Just trailing 2-0, I believe it will be his choice this period. Looking over his coaches, getting some help, trying to figure out where he wants to go, and he's going to take the top position. Referee up.
Actually, the score is 10-1, and now going in for a single leg, changing it to a double leg is Alex Nelson, and gets a takedown, leading now 12-1 with a minute left in the match. He's been able to get down at Cade's legs and get takedowns. He is ranked number 7 in the state and a junior. Cade is a sophomore, so getting, once again, some valuable experience down here.
Off the whistle, Jonah Green sticks the leg in on the left side of Carpenter, riding hard, trying to get that he's got a cross base in, trying to crank that cradle around. Greenis is just hanging onto that hand, and they call stalemate. 1:33 left to go on third period.
Nelson just keeping busy with a deep waist, and he's trying to reach across a cross face or go into an armbar series. He got out to one side and was thinking about a near side cradle, went back behind and went to a cross face around on the other side. Just keeping busy. He doesn't need any points because he's ahead 12-1.
Over on the green,
short time left, so that's how it's going to end, and it's going to get Cade Lorinsky out of the tournament.
Over on the Jonah Greenis match, stalemate there with the 1:13 left in the third period. Jonah had the legs in, and they were just kind of bound up. Neither one could move, so called a stalemate off the whistle. Carpenter just about gets away, but Jonah's able to hang on to him. And there's going to be a warning stalling on Carpenter right here. So Jonah can push the issue, maybe start picking up some stalling points, and it forces that other wrestler to wrestle. So down to 45 seconds, third period, score. They could stop the action for potentially dangerous. Jonah had a pretty deep armbar in, trying to turn him over, and I think his hand slid up on the shoulder blade, which, yeah, he could hurt his shoulder real quick. 44 seconds to go, third period.
So Cade Rozinski is out of the tournament, went 2-2, and he is a sophomore, so hopefully he'll be back. And we have Blake Reese up right now on mat 6, number 238. And right now, he is wrestling Reese Volk from Grand Metal.
Another stoppage over on the Jonah Greenis match. They had his leg in and they stood up, so that's potentially dangerous. Get stopped. 28 seconds to go in the third period. Carpenter up on his feet. Jonah follows him around, brings him back to the mat, out in the front headlock position right now. Still 2-0.
That match of Reese is in the third period, so we have three matches going at one time. And I believe he's ahead in the third period by the score of 5-2 over Voigt. Grand Metal, Leroy Ostrander.
Stoppage in the Jonah Greenis match with just 9 seconds to go. Another potentially dangerous. Jonah's really been cranking on Carpenter. There's a warning stalling against Carpenter. That will give Jonah 1 point. Still trails 2-1, and that's where the match is going to end. 2-1. So Jonah Greenis falls to Lincoln Carpenter. 2-1. Good match.
I don't know how Reese scored the points, but right now, Voigt comes in and tries to get a stall call, a penalty, and making the score 5-3, and just tries to ride out or turn Blake Reese, but nothing happening, and Blake wins that match by the score of 5-3. And he will advance on. And what he'll do is get a loser from the semifinals, and he'll be wrestling a little bit later on today. So far, one out of the wrestlers have made it.
One and two so far.
One and four, isn't it? Or did Jonah win?
No.
Okay. So I think everybody lost except Blake. So Blake will place in the tournament. So that's it now until there will be another round of wrestlebacks? Or no, we have to find out, have the semifinals first.
Josh Steffen coming up at 195,
okay.
Yet, so
okay.
It'll be...
No wrestling on that 6, Class A.
And he's on...
Matty, 48, so that'll be a ways.
It's going fast.
Yeah, it is. Well, speaking of going fast, he's up right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, just got started. As we said, that first period is just a minute, so there's 35 seconds left in the first period. Still 0-0, both guys in front headlock.
And he's wrestling Zane Swanson from Otter Tail Central. He's a senior, Josh is a junior.
Otter Tail Central. Swanson
on a double leg takedown. He gets the takedown on him.
They're right out of the edge of the mat. He shot in on Stephen and was able to pick that leg up and bring him back in enough to get the takedown. So 2-0 at the end of the first period. That ends the first period. Flip of the disc. Gonna go to Stephen. He's gonna defer. And Swanson's gonna choose down.
Swanson leading 2-0.
Now wrestling on that six. Double A, 106. Steve River Fall, Gail Dexter. His opponent from Stockwell.
Stephen gets on the left side. Swanson does a stand up. Stephen just pushes him away, so that'll make the score 3-0 right now. 1:49 in the second period left. Josh Stephen in a deep underhook on Swanson's left arm, but they're right on the edge of the mat. Swanson pulls him out. Fresh start. Both wrestlers working for hand control here from their feet. Right here, Josh is in on he had a pretty deep underhook, but Swanson's able to step in and kind of just do a little hip trip there and got Josh off balance and took him down for another 2 points. So 5-0 with 1:08 in the second period. Swanson's got an armbar here on Josh, trying to run it. He's trying to get that far wrist. Now he gets it, and he does start to tip Josh over. Josh is working hard to not go to his back. Swanson gets him over. They're right on the edge of the mat. Josh gets back to his belly, but it's going to give up a three-point near fall here, making the score now 8-0 with 44 seconds to go in the second period. Swanson riding he's got a deep waist on and an arm bar in on that same arm, so trying to tilt Josh with that. Now he's let's go with one hand, tries to go up to a half Nelson on jumps across the other side, sticking a half Nelson in on the right side.
Keeping busy.
Josh is kind of trying to work up to his base here, but Swanson has got that arm bar in and it's tight.
Short time left in the period.
That's going to end the second period. Swanson leading 8-0. It's
Stephen's choice.
Yep, and he chooses neutral. Wants to try and catch him. That's what he has to do right now. Got to kind of, as we've said it before, throw the kitchen sink at him. He's got nothing to lose here.
Got to underhook and only break apart. Trying to change levels on him. Oh, they both shoot in about the same time. Josh got a single leg. He's got Swanson up in the air, and he takes him down.
Takes him down. He's going to cut him right away and let him go. So that makes it 9-2. Yeah, nice shot by Josh. They both shot at the same time and kind of met heads. And Josh just powered through it. Now Swanson goes back in and gets another takedown. So that'll make the score 11-2. Swanson's a very quick kid for being at this weight. He shot in on Josh just like a cat. Was in on his leg after they separated. He went right back after Josh and got another takedown. So 11-2 with 1:09 to go here in the third period.
Well, Stephen's got to get a reverse or an escape and then try to get a big move on Swanson. But Swanson seems to be able to ride him pretty good, break him down.
He's a tough rider. He is just keeping Josh pressed to the mat and got a deep waist on him. And at this point in the match, that takes a lot of air out of you, which makes it tough on the wrestler. Every time Josh starts coming up to his knees, Swanson just buries that deep waist in and chops the elbow and takes him back down. Now he's trying to thread in the armbar on the right side of Josh. 30 seconds to go here, third period. He's trying to run a tilt here on Josh. Josh is doing a good job blocking him out. Official's got to watch that arm bar. It's sliding up into his armpit. That could be hard on his shoulder. Now he readjusts a little bit on Josh. Down to 10 seconds in the third period. And they're going to call warning stalling on Josh. I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
When you got 10 seconds to go in the match, the guy's got an arm bar on you. But, and that is going to end that match. So Josh Steffen will be out of the tournament, lost 11-2. But he was just a junior, too. So
yep.
It's a valuable experience, like we've said. Every time you can get down here, the next year is going to be just a little bit easier for you because you have a little more confidence built. And so good tournament for him. Ends up going 2-2. So
yeah, 2-2. So we had 5 wrestlers in this round, and only one advances in. So he will medal somewhere in the tournament, and he will face Reese from Minnesota, and he will face a semifinal losers coming down. So we'll take this quick break, and when we come back, we will recap this round here. So back to you, Paul, in the studio, and we'll be back with more wrestling action after this.
The Madison Chiropractic Center is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 to noon. Dr. Clint Bond offers the latest in chiropractic care. Call for an appointment, 320-598-3089. That's 320-598-3089 for the Madison Chiropractic Center. There's no need to travel far for professional chiropractic treatment. You'll find it right downtown Madison, Minnesota. See Dr. Clint Bond at the Madison Chiropractic Center, 508 West 4th Street, just east of Madison City Hall.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac qui Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac qui Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
Hey, Scott, what do you miss most about summer?
I miss going to the pool.
I miss that, too. But guess what? There's an event coming up that has free swimming.
Really? Cool. What is it?
It's the Hawaiian Beach Party. There will be swimming, inflatables, crafts, dancing, and informational booths.
That sounds really fun. Will there be food?
Of course. This year, there will be nachos and Cold Stone ice cream available.
Awesome. I can't wait. When is it?
It's coming up on Sunday, March 1st, from 2 to 5 p.m. at Lac qui Parle High School.
I'll put it on my mom's calendar.
We hope you can join us for the Hawaiian Beach Party, Sunday, March 1st, at Lac qui Parle Valley High School, sponsored by Strengthening the Family. Please bring a canned food item as admission. See you there!
Okay, back here at the Excel Energy Center. 5 wrestlers from Mineola and Canby. Combined, only one of them won, but I think the ones that lost are probably coming back, so getting valuable experience. Starting off at 126, Zach Fear lost this wrestle back by Paul at the 351 mark, and he's out of the tournament. But he ended up 2-2 in the tournament, and he is just a freshman, so hopefully he can be back. And congratulations once again to his mom and dad, Mindy and Kevin. And we'll have at the end of today's session, have a recap of all 11 wrestlers that we covered.
And at the 132-pound mark, Cade Lazinski from Minnesota, just a sophomore. So here again, a young kid getting valuable experience. Won his first match 10-4. Ended up getting caught by the number one ranked kid in the second match. Got pinned in the first period. Third match, made a nice comeback. Won a 4-1 match against Lucas Winfield. And then that advanced him into this round where he got beaten. He'd be eliminated for it. But he got beat by Alex Nelson of Kimball area, 12-1. So that puts him out of the tournament. But 2-2.
At 138, Jonah Greenis Lost his first match, won his second match, and then this morning he lost a heartbreaking 2-1 loss to Lincoln Carpenter from Sibley East, thus out of the tournament. So he went 1-2 in the tournament, a sophomore, so gained some very valuable experience. Ended up with a 38-10 record as a sophomore, and congratulations to his parents, Jennifer and Mark, and hopefully he can get back to the state tournament next year.
Yeah, I got to go back to 132. Cade Lazinski, I didn't say his parents, so it's Katie Began and Nathan Lazinski, so we'll get that in there. Now at 145, Blake Reese, his parents are Mariah and Chad. Started out the tournament great, won a 12-8 decision over Aiden Rudy of Breckenridge, got beat 11-2 in the second round. Put him in the Russellbacks, come back, got a nice win, 14-5 over Hunter Knutson of Crookston, and then won here 5-3 in the next round. So he is still in the Russellbacks, and he'll be on later again today. So.
Yeah, and we apologize again. We had three matches going on in that tournament and or at that same time, and when match got over, I looked over at map six, and it was already 5-2 at that time, and so I don't know how he scored, but he scored without us looking, and he ended up 5-3, so congratulations.
Yeah, and he's still alive. Yep, he's a senior, so he's keeping his career going here, so kind of fun.
And he will place. And at 195, Josh Steffen, once again, won his first round, 7-0, and lost the second round to number two ranked in the state. He won his third round last night, and then for the way to go to the medal round, he lost 11-2 to Zane Swanson. So he ended up 2-2 in the tournament, 34-7 record, and a junior, so he has a right to come back, and congratulations to his parents, Betty and Dave. And that completes this round. So we will have we have 11 wrestlers started out yesterday with 11, and we're down to three that are alive that will medal. And we have two coming up, not probably kind of in the distant future here. They're going through these wrestlebacks, and then they'll go to the semifinals. And we have Shane Noyes at 220 pounds in Class A coming up, and also Trevin Johnson in Double A at 145. When those matches come up, we will call the station. And
I think it's going to be around 10 o'clock. They're kind of figuring for that next round to start. It depends on pins and everything else. But be ready to listen around that time if you're around.
Yeah, and if it starts at 10 o'clock, it's going to be a little later because Shane is at 220 weight class. So. With that, Paul, thanks for listening, you guys, and we'll send it back to you, Paul, at the station. We'll hook up when that time comes. Back to you, Paul.
State wrestling coverage on Q92 brought to you by Cottonwood Co-op Oil, State Farm Insurance, Tony Orata, A&B Auto Parts, Erickson Chevrolet, Prairie Brand Seeds, Prairie Sun Bank, Pro Image Partners, Mosing Chiropractic, Prairie Winds Wellness, Gislason's Hardware, Pete's Electric Motor Repair, Countryside Auto, Bank of the West, Minneota, Castellute Enterprises, Minneota Vet Clinic, and the Appleton Building Center.